AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a major ruling in two high-profile political cases.
A federal judge has dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, concluding that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The ruling amounts to a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target Trump's political opponents, as well as its legal maneuvering to hastily install a loyalist prosecutor willing to file the cases. The previous prosecutor lost his job amid pressure from the White House to file charges against Comey and James. However, the judge dismissed the cases without prejudice, leaving the door open for the Justice Department to potentially revive the prosecutions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thousands of arrests by President Trump's crime-fighting task force in Memphis are straining jails and courts. AP's Julie Walker.
Since September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel tied to the Memphis State Task Force have made traffic stops, served warrants, and searched for fugitives in the city of about 610,000 people. More than 2,800 have been arrested, more than 28,000 traffic citations issued. Opponents of the task force in the majority black Memphis say it targets minorities and intimidates law-abiding Latinos. Republican Governor Bill Lee and others who hope the surge reduces violent crime support the task force. I'm Julie Walker.
The Pentagon announced that it's investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. That's over possible breaches of military law after the former Navy pilot joined a handful of other lawmakers in a video that called for troops to defy illegal orders. This is AP News. President Trump says he'll trade visits next year with his Chinese counterpart.
The president says he's accepted an invitation to visit Beijing in April and has reciprocated by inviting President Xi Jinping for a state visit to the U.S. after that. His announcements on social media came after a phone call with Xi, nearly a month after they met in South Korea. They spoke days after Japan's new prime minister said her military could get involved if China takes action against Taiwan, which Beijing insists come under its control. China says that crossed a red line, and that Xi told the president returning Taiwan to mainland China is vital. The U.S. has taken no side on Taiwan's sovereignty, but is against using force to seize it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power. A triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.